This is Module 3A, The Coming of the Holy Spirit, Chapter 2, Verses 1 through 4, to Peter's First Sermon, Chapter 2, Verses 14 through 36.
We now come to Chapter 2, containing 47 verses that covers the day of Pentecost, the day of the Feast of Weeks, and the birth of the Kayla, the Ecclesia, the Church, the Body of the Messiah. It will include the discussion on the Holy Spirit in verses 1 through 4. It also includes the first sermon of Peter in verses 14 through 36. So the second chapter of the book of Acts deals with a specific festivity, which in Hebrew be called the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of the HaKashavuot. In Greek, it comes out as Pentecost, and the English name reflects the Greek naming. And here we see the birth of the body of the Messiah and the witness of the apostles during the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. This chapter divides itself nicely into four main divisions: the coming of the Holy Spirit, the effects of the coming of the Spirit, Peter's first sermon, and the results of Peter's first sermon. And so we begin now with the coming of the Holy Spirit in chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, with verse 1 providing the occasion. And according to verse 1, the occasion was the day of Pentecost, which in Hebrew would be HaKashavuot, or the Feast of Weeks. The definite article in the day indicates that the Feast of Weeks was now to be fulfilled by the events occurring in this particular chapter. The Greek word translated as was now come is used only by Luke and means being fulfilled completely. The point Luke was trying to make in using this particular verb is that the Feast of Weeks was about to be fulfilled by the following events. If the Feast of Weeks was observed on a Sunday in keeping with the Mosaic Law, then the day mentioned by Luke was also a Sunday, and the church was born on a Sunday. Shavuot was one of the three pilgrimage festivities of the Mosaic Law, and that's required by Exodus chapter 23, verses 14 through 17, also Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16. In rabbinic tradition, it was the time of the giving of the Torah, the time of the giving of the Mosaic Law. That's the rabbinic tradition, not actually stated by a text of Scripture. Here in Acts, it marks the birth of the Kehila, that's Hebrew, the Ecclesia, that is Greek, for the church. Some interpret the expression in one place as referring to the temple compound, but most likely the people were gathered in the upper room, as was the case in Acts 1. And in verses 2 through 4, we now have the record of the events of what happened on this Feast of Weeks.